Hey guys, this is Danny Herbeck with the Muskie 360 Canada report. Once again, I tracked down Joe. Joe, what's going on?
Oh, just got back to the cabin. It's like an oven in here right now. So that's nice. It's been crazy hot here the last couple days.
I don't know. It's kind of been weird here this last week. Sunday, I felt like I needed long johns on, and today I had my shirt off. So it kind of a weird, wild temperature swing we've had this week, and it's gonna kind of continue another day or two, and then it looks like fall's gonna kind of start to set in again. And I don't know. It was this last week here. I would actually say the cold front helped us as far as fish activity, fish movement. The fish were definitely revved up. The cold temperatures didn't hurt the bite; they helped the bite. And then the week kind of progressed along, and the temperatures kept climbing and climbing and climbing. It kind of seemed to slow things up. The fish kind of started turning a little sluggish. You know, they weren't following as active in the figure eights, and the number of fish encounters were kind of down a little bit. Is that kind of what you were seeing at Lake of the Woods?
Yeah, the last few days here, since everything's gotten really hot and calm, the bite's been a little tough. Just actually yesterday and today, I had my boat out of the water, doing some regular maintenance and repairs and whatnot that I needed to get done. But the few days before that, it was kind of a tough bite, not really seeing anything real active. The few that we saw were, low and slow. And that was coming off of about a week straight of real active fish throughout the entire day. We had a lot of fun there the week before or whatever. It was had a lot of action, some nice ones. So, but yeah. Kind of a tough bite here the last few days. I know there's the tournament at the Northwest Angle here, a muskie and walleye combo tournament where you had to catch a walleye and a muskie each day. And there was 40 teams in it. And yesterday there was a total of 11 muskies caught out of the 40 teams. And today I haven't seen the results from today yet, but it sounds like it was pretty similar. So tough muskie bite going on right now around the Northwest Angle, at least.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it was really weird. Like at the start of the week, we had that cool down and the water temp dropped, 3, 4 degrees, and so it took a lot of those fish that were in that mid column and deeper, and it shoved them up shallow, and they were really fired up. Like there was a lot of fish using the weeds, and now that bite has really diminished, where you could go into almost any little weed pocket or weed bed that in the summer held fish, and in the last month it kind of got quiet and there wasn't a lot of fish in there. And there was fish in there last week, like multiple fish in every weed pocket. And then by Wednesday, Thursday of last week, they were completely void again. So I'm kind of anticipating, starting midweek here when we get that cool down coming back, a lot of those fish are gonna push back up into those weeds again, and they're gonna be, a little bit pretty vulnerable to a bucktail bite. Like it was crazy, man. Like I hadn't hardly thrown, a bucktail of very much all summer, and it was just like it was. You could tell like fall was kind of underway, like a pre-turnover phase. Those fish were back up chasing blades, real revved up, real fired up, and now it kind of just went into this little doldrum where there's fish all over, but they're pretty inactive. They just don't really want to chase anything real hard. I think, like it's kind of similar to what we see in the fall, I would say, when we get these little warming trends. in October, and the fish just kind of wait. They're kind of soaking up the sun because they know pretty soon here it's gonna start to get cold, you know?
Yeah, what when we had those cool nights there for that little stretch, what did you see your water temps get down to?
I had 566.
Yeah, that's pretty. I think we were looking at about like in the mornings at least it would be like 66-ish, and then maybe a little more in the afternoons. But yeah, I in fact today, just now today, I came back up from the South Shore and I did stop and fish a spot, and I don't even remember what the water temp was, but yeah, definitely. I know it's been calm, but that big jump on the surface.
I think I had like 71 and a half out in the big part of the lake today. So yeah, I mean it's substantially warmed up here, at least on the surface anyway. So
Yeah.
but I mean we still, I can't really complain. I mean we had cracks at a couple fish today. We didn't boat any today. But had cracks at fish, probably saw I think 10 or 11 today. So I mean, but just their activity level, like you didn't have a chance at really catching any of them, I would say. So I mean you're still seeing fish, there's still fish around, but it was surprising like where they kind of had been, off that first secondary break on the rocks. There was a lot of fish right up on top of the rocks today in like 5, 6 feet of water. And seemed like a lot of those fish, the shallower fish on those rocks, which it was polar opposite of what you'd think. Those shallower fish were the super, super inactive ones. They wouldn't even hardly chase a bait off the rock. They wouldn't even hardly like engage a bait. When you did find the one, a little bit deeper off that first or secondary break, it seemed to be a little bit more enthused about chasing a bait, but overall their attitude the last couple days here has been pretty negative, I would say, compared to what it had been.
Do you find like there's time a lot of times I'll see like when the fish are like this, but then it seems hopeless, and then all of a sudden you'll have one fish, just random fish throughout the day, that just comes in hot and is like ready to do it.
And that's what I told the guys today. I said, we're basically looking for one muskie that's riding the short bus.
Yeah.
That's he's not hip he's not hip to the program of what everybody else is doing. He's running to the beat of his own drum, and we're hunting for one suicidal muskie today is what I said we are.
It's like we had the one the other day, and it was an average size muskie, but it was like we hadn't seen a hot fish all day, and then all of a sudden this one just comes in screaming hot behind a bucktail. You couldn't do anything to keep your lure away from it if you wanted to. Like that thing was turning on a dime, and it's crazy how 99% of the fish are doing the exact same thing, then all of a sudden you get one guy that's just like going nuts. But yeah, it's funny how that is. That's we really had a pretty good pattern going there for a little bit, and with lures and with locations. And it really seemed like you had to be in a kind of one area of the lake for the pattern to work, and then I don't know. It seems like the different zones really changed patterns here. Just like I don't know, over the last couple of weeks, like in one zone you'd have them doing one thing, another zone, and it wasn't like you could go 20 miles and find fish doing the same thing. It was like I don't know if it's different hatches going on or what, but and trying to avoid the green water. I find myself traveling around quite a bit, and man, yeah, the green water now is like really widespread. I actually found some really nice clear stuff further down where it first started getting green, is now clearing up a little bit. But I'd say between the green water and the tough fish activity, that it's been pretty tough out there. But trying to get out of that green water is really tough around the angle right now. It's I was able to go north a ways and get out of it, but now it's been so calm, there's no backsides of any islands you can get behind. That area up north where it was clear enough to fish is now green, and typically when it starts to get green further north, you can come back to the south, come back towards the angle and find where it has started to clear up again, but no, it's green everywhere right now, and it's getting thick. So this
Well, and I think one thing we're kind of encountering too is the majors and minors aren't really stacking up with the real comfortable times to be on the water. I know the major this morning was at like 6:30. So I mean, if you're gonna be hitting that, you kind of got to be getting up early and doing that. I mean, I know like today I fished. Basically fished through the whole day on my 8-to-4 shift and caught maybe 30 minutes of a minor at the very end of the day, and that's when the fish were the most active all day, was this at later this afternoon. But that's another thing too, the majors and minors aren't really stacking up with when it's real fun and easy to be on the water right now, you know?
Yeah, and it's the days are getting shorter fast too. So what, like the I think first light right now is probably about 6, and I think you can it's dark by well it's for sure dark by 9 now. So but we got one thing that's nice is this week we got a big weather change coming. I'm looking forward to it. I always actually
Yeah.
I really like this first cold front in September. It's always been a good time for me, and this one looks like it's going to be pretty significant. I think tomorrow night is our, it starts cooling off a little bit, or maybe Tuesday night, I guess. We start getting some cool temps, and it's going to stay cold at least for about a little less than a week, 5 days or so. We're going to have some cool weather and rain and clouds and a lot of wind on Wednesday, but it's I'm excited for this upcoming weather change we got.
Yeah, I mean, just the way the fish responded last week to that little cold snap we had. And I mean, the way the fish are setting up and the way they're kind of transitioning along the lake, compared to where they have been from their summer months to their where they normally all are, kind of where they move to in the fall, they're already there. So, I mean, it's from the way the fish are moving and the way they're acting around here. I'd say we're, a couple weeks kind of ahead of schedule, with, how deep the walleyes are, what the muskies have kind of been doing, and the trends I'm seeing, the influx of fish, into the weeds there kind of right away on the first cold snap. And normally that's, kind of a second week of September thing, and they kind of already did it once. So I'm assuming the minute the temperature's cool here again, they're gonna snap right back and do that same thing. So, and this time of year, when they do get that cold snap, everybody thinks, oh, the fish are gonna go deep. No, I mean, it's a lot of times it's the polar opposite. They actually go shallow, and you kind of revert back to almost the way you fish in July. You can power fish then in those little weed pockets and throwing bucktails and even topwaters right in the middle of the day. You'll get fish screaming out after them. It's actually a really cool time of year to fish. I really do look forward to, like you say, that this first little cold snap in September. It kind of brings a lot of fish that are down deep and kind of out of your touch, up shallow, and they kind of get vulnerable for a little bit before they get harassed too much again,
Yeah, for sure. No, that's it should be a fun one here. Things are setting up nice for a good fall bite. Hopefully we can have a nice fall here. It'd be nice to get some rain just to bring the water levels up a little bit, but yeah, it's we've had a lot of crappies biting. A lot of guys that have been crappie fishing have been doing well around the angle here, so that's always kind of an indicator for me as to like how far along in the fall change we are, I guess. And it's been a couple of seasons here since I've seen, fish setting up at this time of year the way they are now. So, yeah, hopefully it's all pointing towards a good fall bite. So I'm excited for it, that's for sure. So
Yeah, we'll see it. Hopefully things gonna turn out the way we're expecting. Maybe we're ramping it up too much and it's gonna just suck. But hopefully not. Irregardless, I mean, if they don't pull up shallow, they gotta be somewhere, right? So, obviously, if you do start shallow and you're not really seeing them up shallow or in one thing too, like what I noticed is those deeper fish, at least the last few days, they've been pretty inactive, and maybe a guy would be better off, if you got to kind of put your blinders on and be stubborn about it, but fight up shallow in that weeds, and you're not gonna be as in front of as many fish and maybe quite have as many follows, but the ones that you do encounter might be, I haven't done it, but this is just a suggestion. The ones, if they are up shallow in the weeds and on that type of stuff, might be a little bit more revved up to bite than those deeper fish out on the main lake, because right now they're kind of in a little bit of a funk.
Yeah, I think that'll be the direction I like to go. And I will be going here is I like going for that shallow sand and weeds. For this one is where I find a lot of the bigger fish. I'll kind of be going back and forth a lot of times between that, the sand with those kind of puby weeds and some deep fish that you can maybe get some rubbers in front of or something like that, but I definitely prefer the sand for this early September weather change usually, and that's typically where I find some of the bigger fish. So yeah, I'm pumped up
And
about
like
that.
this time of year, like are you throwing like in the summer you like throwing your smaller blade combinations? Are you kind of ramping up throwing bigger blades, double tens, that type of stuff, or are you still throwing the smaller combinations? Are you kind of mixing and matching, or you kind of ramping up your blade size?
I don't throw tens a whole lot. I will throw some. I like throwing eights, but I like to go with lighter bucktails for this little pattern here, because you can reel them slower and still keep them up out of the weeds better. Those curly weeds are such a pain in the ass to fish through, and if you can kind of boil a bucktail right over them, or you can pick your lane a little bit to cast through. But yeah, I like going a little bit bigger blades and then kind of rod tip up a little bit, reeling as slow as you can without, falling down in the weeds every cast. So yeah, a
Yeah, and
lighter gauge bucktail, lighter weight bucktail with a little bit bigger blades works well. And I'll throw like a big twister tail on the back too. That seems to help keep it up a little bit.
you ever play around with any of like those boiler makers or any of that stuff?
Yeah,
Just
I have
like
I the boiler maker. I didn't like I didn't have as much luck on that one. But there's a guy that comes and fishes at the angle here. His name is Jim Dembiak, and he makes what's he call it now? Shoot. The buoyancy bucktail, and it's just a single blade, great big blade bucktail with a smaller, similar to like the Boilermaker, but it's not as such a big piece of wood in the back. It's like a smaller piece of balsa that really does help it keep up on top of the weeds, and then it's just a single blade, which gives it some good thump and stuff. But that's a fun one this time of year. I have had a lot of luck actually throwing that bucktail. This through those curly weeds in the sand that are such a pain to fish through. But yeah, that's that. I don't the boiler maker and stuff, I haven't had as much luck on. Maybe I need to give it a better chance. I'm not sure, but.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, it's like our we don't Eagle, we don't necessarily have that real super shallow. I mean, I don't really explore it. Maybe I'm missing out on it. And I know after I fish Lake of the Woods, and then I come back, and I always, every year, I kind of always kind of dabble in what I did on Lake of the Woods, and I find some fish on Eagle doing it too. And then, that's the problem of guiding, being on the lake every day, fishing muskies pretty steady. You get set in your ways, and you get on like the same old trap line because you know there's fish there, and you don't really go look around and play around. And I mean, I'm sure there's fish doing different things than what I'm doing out there that are probably very catchable. It's hard guiding every day and having the confidence to go kind of develop a whole new pattern, That's the challenging part for me, I would say.
Yeah, it's definitely like really, I find that it's hard to try and fish like without any like I guess some guys call it like fishing off memories or something like that. Like you keep on thinking about like things that have happened in the past. Whereas in the past, when you made those things happen, you were fishing everything as it was coming at you, and looking at each day, kind of like really kind of breaking things down as they were happening. And it is so tough to remind yourself to try and fish that way. I have that issue a lot too, where it's like I get caught up, going back to this, and it's like, no, however many years ago, I would kind of, look at things differently, and maybe I wasn't like driving to a spot that I knew. I was literally just driving like, looking for something that was similar or something like that, and then you pull into a spot you never fished before and find it, and that's kind of when you get that that feeling like you know exactly what you're looking for, and you just know if the fish is going to be there or not before you even pull up. I feel like it's tough to get that feeling when you're fishing off of your past experience. It is so tough to fish that, fish that way without, I'm drawing a blank for the words I'm looking for right now, but
I get it. I get it. Yeah, I mean, we are getting this September time frame, this pre-turnover phase. This is that time of year when you can literally drive around the lake and get super specific on like a shallow type pattern. And if it looks good, there's gonna be fish there. This is one time where you don't necessarily have to be fishing, the cream of the crop, big rock bars out in the middle of the lake and, big island complexes. A lot of times, these fish are gonna squirrel up in like these little little pockets of cabbage that are, just outside of pencil reeds and stuff like that. Because like I noticed from Sunday to Friday, the weeds I were fishing, I was still able to find some deeper green weeds. But we had enough wind at the beginning of the week, like from the start of the week to the end of the week, like those weeds really diminished, like the deeper weeds. And so I was kind of having to tuck in a little bit more. And all those fish aren't gonna leave those weeds. They're just gonna keep sliding in shallower and shallower as that outer edge keeps dying and gets beat up by the wind. And before you know it, you'll be right up pressed up against the pencil reeds here pretty quick, and those fish will be a lot of times right in there in that, 5 to 8 foot of water, because that's the last good remaining weeds, versus being out on the edge at 12 to 14.
Yeah, for sure. It's
But it's a little different on Eagle than, I bet you, when's the last time you found a weed bed, a weed line out at 14 feet out on Lake of the Woods?
yeah, there's I mean pretty specific parts of the lake that you need to get to find that, and most of the time I find that on Lake of the Woods, at least when the weeds are much deeper than about 6 or 8 feet, there's less fish in them for the most. You'll still find fish in that stuff, but it seems like the fish are more often in the shallower weeds here. So I'm usually focusing on that stuff, but there's, yeah, it's the weeds are like you're saying here, starting to see some weeds. That weeds with that like nasty slime on it and stuff, and it sucks. I hate that stuff. But
For sure. So you gotta just I mean, not every weed bed you know is gonna be created equal too. Like some weeds in certain parts of the lake slime up more so than others quicker, and if you go, you gotta spend a little time looking, but there are, I find too, like this time of year we get like I don't know the different types of cabbage, but like we get like a stringy, it's not like the big, we have like three types of cabbage in Eagle. We have like the, that big broad leaf, I call it like tobacco cabbage, it's brown. And then we have like these big bulbous bright green cabbage. They're like literally, like they'll grow out in 10, 12, 14 feet right to the surface, and they're like, I don't know, 2 feet in diameter around each plant. And then we have like this stringy type cabbage that grows out, all the way from 5, 6 feet all the way out to 12, 14. It's just, one strand with a bunch of little leaves on it. I don't know the different types, but that stringy stuff is starting to die, and that big bulbous green stuff is still bright green, and that's the kind of stuff that I want to start kind of looking for this time of year. It seems to stay greener a lot longer, and the fish definitely use that more frequent than all the that other type of that cabbage. And that stuff generally grows like out in the mouth of like muddy bays, it seems like, versus, along rocky shorelines and stuff like that for some reason. And then we have that tobacco cabbage, which is always like your inner edge. You'll have like the green edge of your cabbage, and then that tobacco cabbage is always the shallowest stuff, and that's like that big broad leaf brown stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Yep, I know what you're talking about for sure. Yeah, that's
What's the different types of cabbage out there? Maybe I need to do a little research. I don't know, but there's three types I see. We don't have like the coon tail or and those little puby weeds that you talk about like you do on Lake of the Woods, but there's definitely three distinct types of cabbage on Eagle.
yeah, there's like I think there's like the broadleaf pond weed is one, and then I'm trying to think what else we have, like the what I'm trying to think now. So there's like curly leaf pond weed. I think that's the one that's kind of like kind of reddish brown, and it has like little gosh, I don't know, like the leaves, the curly leaf stuff is like lasagna noodles. The weeds are the leaf is, I don't know how else to explain it. I'm like trying to think of how to explain it, but
It's, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, you want to find the thickest, greenest stuff you can this time of year with no slime on
yeah,
it.
no slime for sure, no slime. But
But yeah, no, it, we'll see what happens. I'm excited for this, once again to kind of circle back. I'm excited for this cold front. I will definitely be looking at more weed type patterns, weed fish. There, same thing. I'll be throwing bucktails, maybe some suets or, dive and rise type stuff. And then, even if and dabble in some top waters because I've had some pretty good success, especially this time of year when the water starts to cool down on the walk the dog top waters over prop style top waters for some reason. I've had some really good success on the walk the dog stuff. And then you got to kind of fish it all to keep them honest. And if I do slide out on the rocks, I'll be throwing, a combination of cranks and rubber tubes, that sucker crosstail, and that new Savage Gear flanker has been really good. So yeah, and I'll even throw, some heavier, bigger bladed type bucktail type stuff out on the rocks, still even when the water gets cold. You won't get, it seems like, the volume of follows on a bucktail, but the ones that do come on the bucktail seem to really mean business. Especially, I'll throw a bucktail when I get in the clearer water portions of Eagle Lake, Portage Bay, or the Western Arm. It seems like those fish there are kind of suckers for bucktails right up till damn near it's time to wrap up the boat. They'll chase blades all the way through to, 50-degree water a lot of times. And a lot of times bucktails can be really good because nobody's throwing them and the fish haven't seen them in there, after a while.
Yeah, I guess I usually pretty much wrap my bucktails up around 60 once it drops below 60 degrees, but I know a lot of guys still have some luck on them after that, but you're just kind of looking for that few fish. But yeah, that's about all I got right now. I don't know. I'm kind of running out of.
Yeah, it's kind of just that we're in that phase right now. We're kind of waiting for something to change and happen is kind of where I'm at. I mean, they're there, they're around. I mean, last week I can't really complain. I caught fish every day. But as the week definitely progressed, it got a little tougher and a little bit grindier. And you were, like you said, you were fishing for that one or two bites a day versus, and those you were hoping when they bit they stayed stuck versus having, multiple active fish chase to the boat and multiple bites a day. So it got a little grindier and grindier as the week progressed. And then yesterday was tough. I mean, I fished from like 2 till dark, and overall sightings were very minimal. We got a big one right at quitting time. But that was like the only active fish we saw. And then, today I got zeroed. We caught a big northern. That was it. I mean, we saw 10 or 11 fish, but they were just super lazy. So yeah, hopefully this cold front will kind of snap them out of their funk and kind of get them fired back up.
Yep, I think I'm ready for it. That's for sure. It'll be nice. It'll be a nice
Time to
change, I
get
think.
September 1st is tomorrow. It's the day I pull out my insulated jeans and I wear them now till May 1st. So I'm
Well,
looking forward to it.
I hope you wear them tomorrow because you're gonna.
I got them laid out in my bed. If there's one little whisper of cold wind in the morning, they're going on.
Yeah, you would melt, man. It's gonna be another torture tomorrow.
Can always, Joe, you can always take them off. You can never put them on.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I'm not afraid to fish in my underwear. I've done it before and I'll do it again.
I'm glad I'm not on the lake when that happens.
All right, Joe. Well, keep your head down and keep swinging. We'll talk here in a little bit, and hopefully we got hopefully this cooler temp. We got a little bit more to report.
Sounds good, Danny. I'll check in with you next week.
Sounds good, man.
All right, see ya.